Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. When I say everybody, I'm talking about you, wherever you are. We're glad you're with us here today. And joining me on this fabulous October the 10th, Dr. Jill Hubbard and Dr. Alice Benton. Doctor and Doctor are in the studio, and hi there.
And Dr. Hubbard is looking particularly lovely. She always does.
Thank you, Alice. It's my season. It's fall, right?
Yeah. My season.
You know, color is so amazing, the difference that it makes. And I'm just so grateful that we have the freedom to choose colors and stuff, that we don't have to wake up and get into, you know, that we have freedom of choice on color. I love color. It's fantastic. And Jill, you do. You really have a flair or a knack for how to dress appropriately, which is, you know, not everybody can do this. You dress appropriately, right colors, right style.
Larry, say what about him?
He wants some recognition here.
Okay. On the other hand, at the other end, you know, but if the goal, really, Larry, you're in the studio there. If the goal is not to call attention to yourself, you have really That's done a great job. But you know what, Larry, we're joking, but you know, you're always appropriately dressed, and not everybody is. You know, sometimes I'll go to a wedding, and I think somebody needs to help these people see that is not appropriate. I was at a wedding this past weekend where I did the wedding, and these were such wonderful Christian a couple, and everybody, I think, in the bridal party was a believer. And you saw these people come to this wedding dressed so, you know, like short skirts, calling attention to themselves and stuff. And you just go, why? Somebody needs to help you.
Well, Steve,
because it's not good.
We women have a big part to play in every man's battle of how we support them and help protect their eyes by what we reveal on ourselves.
Yeah. It's so, our job to look away,
I think,
but we would like to have less to look away from.
Right? I don't like to reveal all.
But you know what? I tell you, I'm married to somebody. And of course, Misty's beautiful, and she has such great taste. Mm-hmm. And she never dresses in a way to call attention to herself. Nothing ever in our history has she ever been provocative or anything in her attire. And I'm so respectful of that. And you see it in guys, you see it in women, where, you know, they just need a lot of attention. They obviously, otherwise they would never.
Well, the young people, I think, are desensitized to it, right? It's just revealing more and more, and that's just become commonplace. And they are so unaware of what it does to them.
That is so true. All right, this is New Life Live, and we love for you to come and call us. And, you know, I just hope you know we love the ministry of the radio, the ministry of the podcast, every way that we get the message out there. We love that. But we also love it when people say, you know what, I need some help, and then we've got an intensive for you to go to. Now, guys, you've heard people, you recommend people go all the time. They always have excuses not to, but they don't have to have those excuses, do they?
We've got
scholarships. We've got
absolutely. Well, and that's just part of the fear of it, you know, wanting the help but being afraid to step out. I mean, we're such ambivalent creatures, right?
And we're so embarrassed and ashamed.
Yes, it's
and
a
we
shame.
Think I'm the only one with this awful problem, and people will just be shocked by what I have, what I'm struggling with. When in fact, you'll find a lot of people in the room saying, "Oh, me too,
me too."
Well, and never more so than at Every Man's Battle, where a guy thinks, you know, nobody is going to have this situation. Then you go and you find out, oh, it's actually quite common, and nobody's going to shame you for it. Well, if you need some help, there is a workshop for your marriage or you as an individual recovering from being abused, or maybe you're married to someone with sexual integrity problems or sexual integrity. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and we'll tell you about it.
My wife asked me for the first time in 2011 if I would consider myself a sex addict, so I signed up. You know, I'd read the Every Man's Battle book, and it was a great book, but the workshop, it was the experience that really was key for me. If they go to EMB, they're going to be in good hands. You know, this is a safe place. They're going to be surrounded by men that simply walk the talk. The weekend leaders that they will go through this workshop with, they'll help them to get to the root of their issues. You know, I've been through a number of well-preached sermons, listened to and read countless books, been to a number of seminars, but EMB for me was a game changer. It truly saved my life. Being in this community, being in this workshop, being around these men will change them if they'll let them. You're going to encounter men that will meet you where you're at, and you will instantly walk into a safe place where they're welcome.
If you're struggling, call us. We don't want you to go on struggling. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Rebecca Steve Artiburn, I am aware that some people go to a church and they kind of make you believe that if you're struggling, oh, you must be spiritually weak. Well, guess who's weak? They are. They ought to read their Bible because the Bible's so clear. You are going to have struggle. Absolutely. And the Bible's so clear. Don't be shocked when you hit all of these trials that are coming your way. Let me tell you something. It's not what happens to you. And it's not what happens to your kids. It's how you respond that makes all the difference in the world. I could tell you 1,000 stories of parents who did the tough thing, the hard thing. Spouses that did the tough thing and the hard thing. And it resulted in something good and wonderful long term. But I'm telling you, it's never, ever easy. If you need help making a decision, knowing a direction, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Maybe you don't need an intensive. You just need somebody to encourage you to do the next right thing. You can find it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Let's go to Bev. She's calling from Louisville, Kentucky. WFIA is the station. Bev, how you doing today? What's going on?
Well, I'm doing okay. But I need direction to do the next right thing.
Tell us, what is the problem?
Okay, I'll try to make this quick. I have a son who is an alcoholic and a drug addict since he was 14. He is almost 40 right now. He has been in jail, in prison, in rehab over and over and over and over. Right now, he is in jail because he broke probation because he tested dirty for meth. In the past,
he is
been codependent.
Yeah. Okay. So he's a drug addict. No amount of pain has turned his life around. What's the question for us?
When he called me from jail, I told him that I would no longer have anything to do with him until he is straight. I've never done this before, and I fully intend to stick to my guns.
Okay.
Now,
all right.
He asked me if I would send him a care package.
What would that consist of?
That has coffee and snacks in it because he says he's starving.
Okay. Have you ever done that before?
Know.
Have you ever done that before?
Yes.
Okay. It didn't work, did
and
it?
It
didn't help him.
Yeah.
It didn't change his life.
Help him change.
Okay. So let's make a commitment to do a couple of things. Not do anything you've ever done before because it didn't work, right?
Right.
But at the same time, I don't think him hearing you don't want to have anything to do with him is a different message than, hey, I am always here to listen to you. If you want me to come visit you, I can visit you, but I care about you, but I can't support anything you're doing until you start to tell me everything is different. You're going to recovery meetings in prison. You're going to church service. You're working with the chaplain. You're going to change your life. Otherwise, we're just going to be talking about the same old stuff when you're 50 years old. Alice, what are you thinking? Jill?
Well, that phrase, Mom, I'm starving. Please send me food. Now, I know that prison food can be pretty awful. But
it can be pretty good, though. Some places, it's not that bad. Okay.
Well. But that sounds very manipulative to me, as if he won't survive if you don't send this care package. So that's why
it pulls on a mom's heartstrings, don't you think?
Of course.
Alice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And allowing the discomfort of not sending him those luxury items is maybe the best way of loving him right now.
That's a boundary you can set. Okay. And besides, they use those items to trade for things in prison, too. So the more
items he has, the more you send, they
don't have cash, but they have those things. So
I'm starving to death. Send me coffee. No, no, no.
No, I know exactly.
They smuggle stuff with coffee grinds.
Right,
and
yeah.
So, no, we don't do that because that doesn't provide any kind of calories there. And they do have coffee and stuff. So I think you're on the right track, Bev. I really do. And, you know, sometimes you say he's 40. Sometimes a person turns 40 and that makes their life more painful enough to change. So you being tough, him turning 40, and jail and no snacks might help him finally do something different. Here's another angle on this. Honey, you have the chaplain call me and tell me you went to 5 recovery meetings and 5 of the devotionals or services that he did, and I'm going to send you a care package. That could be motivating.
That's a good idea.
Right? Yeah. And you use it to manipulate right back, right? Yeah, but in a positive way.
And can you imagine, in his situation, not trying to do what he can do to change his life, that he's there? Well, you know, addiction, it says in the big book, it's selfishness, it's self-obsession run rampant. And so, you know, if selfishness for normal people on a scale of 1 to 10, if you're really selfish, you're an 8. Well, the selfishness in addiction, where the addiction is driving you, it's 8 times 79,000. It is run rampant. It is hog wild, as we used to say in Texas. And so nothing is going to help him until he surrenders to whatever recovery requires to get out of that addiction. And until he does, his life is just one painful consequence after another. So, Bev, I would call him, and I'd maybe do that creative thing and say, I'll send it to you when you, I talk to that chaplain or whomever it is at that prison, that you're doing some good stuff for yourself. But if not, you're just going to use this to trade, get cigarettes, drugs, whatever it is. Not easy. When somebody's in prison, to think it's a good thing to not help them. But it's a really good thing if they're not helping themselves. That's the main thing.
And Steve, when a mom like Bev is first breaking out of enabling and her son is still tugging those strings that have worked in the past, she will really need the support of healthy people telling her, you're being a good mom by not sending this. Right. And I think the enemy loves to send his fiery darts of, what kind of mom are you? You won't send him a care package.
Right.
Mm-hmm. She needs truth spoken to keep her strong in this path. So we love that you called, Bev.
Yeah. And so, Bev, I hope that you are involved in some help, some 12-step recovery groups.
You bet.
CODA, Al-Anon.
Mm-hmm. All of that. And this past weekend, we had so many great folks come out for our Life Recovery Conference there at Mariners. 12 Steps to Happier was the theme. There's so many churches that are thriving and growing and building a recovery ministry with all of the resources from Life Recovery. And if you want to do that, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And if you do, well, Reba can help you get everything you need going. But it's really amazing. And Life Recovery is a system whereby you get to choose what your church does based on the specific needs or strengths of the people in your church. Pretty fantastic. Now, I'm going to ask Larry Sonnenberg to come into the studio. I believe he is already here, dressed to the nines, as they say.
Maybe the same.
Larry, let's talk about our financial situation here in October. I want to just jump in here by saying, you know, last month we offered Kirby McCook and the Jesus Chronicles. It's for 8 to 12-year-olds. Teach them the truth of the Bible. It was our premium for a gift of any amount. I had the publisher ship me 100 copies, and I would, if somebody would give a gift of $20 or more, I will... We'll get your name. We'll get the name of the child who is your child, your grandchild, niece, nephew. I will autograph it to them with a little picture or something there, a little scribble, a little drawing, and we'll send it to you to give to them for Christmas. But it's $20. We've got to pay shipping on it, and I'll autograph it to the child. It's a pretty cool thing. We've never done anything like this before. $20 or more, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. But Larry, we also have this wonderful premium for anybody. It's a thank you gift for anybody who gives to us, 100 Days of Healing. And it is it's the fourth of our 100 Days books, and it's so powerful.
Well, it is, and as were the other three. And so I want to appeal to not only the individual gift that somebody we're hoping will make to New Life, but we're also appealing to folks who would consider joining Club New Life and get all four of those 100 Days devotionals as our thank you gift.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were talking in the office the other day, and somebody said, you know, you've been offering these four books, but why don't you tell people? They're leather-like, they're beautiful, they'd make a good gift, they'd be a good display in your office or your home. So I just want to remind people of that it's not just these four little paperback books. These are very nice books.
They are.
But the content is what's really the amazing thing. And so if you could give $30 or more a month, please call us at 800-NEW-LIFE. On top of that, we have great video library with all kinds of material. Too many to even begin the name. We'll leave things, subjects and people out if we do. And I know Dr. Jill's going to do some for us here in the near future. We've been talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
Well, get with it. Let's do it, Jill. Well, there are a lot of benefits to giving to New Life, but I'll tell you, there's no greater benefit than hearing when you read a testimony, Larry, and people know, hey, my support went to that scholarship.
Well, on cue, Steve, this letter, a lady wrote us a letter, and the first big paragraph is all about her marriage and her husband's infidelity and internet pornography stuff. And then she says, this has been an ordeal, and your program has been both a friend, listening to your experts talk about my problems, and a counselor, and the voice of God in my life, and a source of sanity amidst chaos. It was also a key in helping me know what actions to take, what behaviors men trapped in pornography and affairs exhibit, and what should be done. The program was a companion when friends couldn't be available on many lonely days. Friends cannot always be there, but recordings of your programs kept me company many times when my heart was breaking.
Mm.
I'll forever be grateful and will support your ministry when I land on my feet again.
Awesome.
So, folks, that's what your ministry does. I mean, mm-hmm. It is your ministry.
Yeah. You know, we can't do it without you.
We talk too much about us. Help us. We're helping you. And we want to help more people, and we don't ever want to stop helping. So could do, we'd appreciate.
So Steve, sign up the Bentons for one of those books. Henry, Junior, Walter.
All right. You have it. Mm-hmm. It's coming your way. Anybody else, you call us, $20, give them the name of the child, the address, and we're going to send it to you. I'd love for you to be one of our regular Club New Life Givers at $30 a month. It really does make a difference. Thank you, Larry. The number is 1-800-NEWLIFE, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Come help us help others. You'll benefit too. Let's go to Albert, San Bernardino, listening on Sirius XM, satellite radio channel 131 at 10 a.m. Pacific time. Hi there. How are you doing, Albert?
Hi, I'm doing okay, just coping through the circumstances.
Okay, well, what's going on?
Well, what's going on is really some crazy, crazy family dynamics. Basically, my father remarried at a later life after, of course, he got divorced, moved out of the country, had mm-hmm. two kids. They are presently 14 and 15 years old. He moved them back here to California in the care of my sister. She had the power of attorney. At one point, somehow, they cut off the relationship between my sister and my father. So he had to come here immediately to try to rescue his kids. So when he got here, she would not surrender them back to my father. So that caused a huge, huge family division to the point where family does not even exist as far as...
All right, hold on. We're going to help you right after this.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. New Life. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back and we're talking with Albert. So Albert, crazy family dynamics. Keep going
yes.
there. So tell us the
so
you get
my,
to write to
my,
what
my
you're
question,
dealing with there.
So my question is now, my sister who has possession of the kids, and she has buddied up with my brother. They are both adult children of sexual abuse, and they're acting in a very selfish and revengeful way. My parents, they're elderly in the mid-80s. That has caused a lot of, emotional decline in them. It's not healthy at all. So my question is, how do you cope and deal with adult children of sexual abuse and their revengeful behavior, and at the same time, knowing that your family has collapsed and dealing with two elderly parents whose now emotional life is declining rapidly because they're seeing the craziness of what's going on?
And Albert, you think your sister and brother are taking revenge out on your father by keeping his children because he was a perpetrator of sexual abuse?
My father was not the abuser. But it did happen within the family as far as the abuser's uncles or cousins, immediate family. But they are revengeful towards my father and towards the family members.
Mm-hmm. So they're angry and with your dad for not protecting them?
They're angry with my dad. They think they have the legal right, which they really don't, but they're angry at everybody. My sister confronted my other sister who had the kids. Don't do what you're doing. She wanted to give the girl away to a lawyer here in Los Angeles.
Goodness.
My sister said, don't do that because that's considered human trafficking, and that made her even more angry and revengeful.
Okay.
And yet your dad trusted this sister with the kids and sent them back.
Very much so. Exactly. So you can say the kids have been kidnapped within the family.
So, Albert, this sounds like a possible child abuse case in what's being considered, what's happening and withholding them from their father. So this might be a situation where Child Protective Services is called, because a social worker has the power to go into the home and evaluate the situation to determine whether or not the children are safe, and if they're not safe, to put them into protective care.
Mm-hmm.
That is probably the next step we will probably take. We do have court tomorrow, and basically my dad's lawyer has to present his case, why he has the right to have his kids back, and they will present their case, why they believe they should not be with the father. But at the end of the day, my father is the father,
right?
And he supersedes any document because he is in his mid-80s, but mentally, well, physically, he's well. He's not in his 30s, of course, but considering doing good.
So that
would be the next case that we would raise.
Right, and I think it's what would be in the best interest of the kids. And you said they're teenagers, correct? Because they also have a say-so. So I'm wondering, what do they want? And, you know, has anyone been able to talk with them outside of this one sister and brother?
Well, unfortunately, the police didn't get involved to rescue the kids, and they stated to the police, that's on records, that they wanted to stay with the father.
With the father? Oh, it is.
They have, okay. Yeah, but because they have temporary custody, they had to go with my sister and my brother.
Okay, well, it sounds like, this is going to need to be sorted out with some help, with some advocates for the children.
And I know, Albert, that my suggestion of calling Child Protective Services, in a way, it causes more problems and it causes more of a rift between you and your siblings.
Right.
But when the children's safety is at risk, and one of them was going to be given away to an attorney, sometimes we need to cause the problems to get the kids safe.
I understand. That's really good. I like that.
Okay.
Yeah. And how do you deal with the family lack of peace? And seeing your parents,
they're
declining fast because of this crazy, crazy dynamic going on.
You be a source of peace. You be the adult in the room. You be a calming presence. Don't escalate in the face of whatever their reaction is. You be the one that's so consistent and so strong. That's really the best you can do. You can't prevent them from doing something bizarre, wild, upsetting. But as you respond to it with some clarity and a gentle strength, it really does kind of settle things down a little bit and helps people to see what they need to see a little bit better.
Well, right. But yes, absolutely. And I think, Alice, as you're saying, peace is not necessarily the priority here, right? The kids are the priority, uncovering whatever is going on, and then you work on the repair of the relationships.
Yeah. So Alice is addressing the kids, and then I was addressing what you were saying about the disruptive nature of all of the people around. You know, you don't go soft on protecting those kids. You just don't get upset and angry and lash out.
Yeah, if you do it in a calm way.
Yeah.
And it's okay. It's okay to acknowledge, I know that you, sister and brother, are struggling, and what you went through is so wrong. You didn't get the protection that we're trying to give these kids, and it is wrong that you had to go through that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
True.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come right back. 1-800-229-3000. That's the number. Hope you'll join us. We'll be back after this.
My wife had found me out through my past and my sexual addiction since I was a small child. It really gave me the opportunity to start digging into my past, start digging into my childhood, figure out what was causing me to feel the way I was feeling. Every Man's Battle will really give you that opportunity, because all the guys there in that room are there for the exact same reason you're there. I don't want to be the reason that my kids are going to counseling. I don't want to be the reason that they begin to struggle with the same issues that I'm struggling with, and I've got to put an end to this. Yes, you can be different. God does love you. You can be forgiven for this, and there's a way out of this. But you have to acknowledge that you have to change, and that there's a problem.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to hand down something to another generation that just looks like pain and destruction. You can hand down redemption, but you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year, after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here. Really glad that you've joined us here today on New Life. I want to tell you about a few things we've got coming up. I would love for you to join us in Columbus, Ohio, right in the smack dab in the heartland of America. And we'd love you to come be there with us. You know, some people come because they want a little better marriage. Other people come because they're going to get married and they want a really amazingly in-depth kind of lay of the land before they get started. That happens. And then some people say, if you don't fix this, we're going to divorce. Well, we don't fix anything, but we do get you in a different frame of mind and a different kind of support of each other, or we help you endure conflict in a different way. All sorts of things happen there, and it is powerful. You don't just have a counselor, but you have a therapist that's done this with thousands of people. You have the group dynamic, and then you have the lecture experience where you're getting new information, and it really is powerful. So come join us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, to find out about that. You've got 2 days left in the Early Birdie special, where it's about $400 off. If you're in Club New Life, you get even more than that off. That's pretty cool. So we would love to see you there. Just call us. There's scholarship money available. There's a situation where you can actually come free. We're doing this special little project there, and you could come and pay nothing to be there. So call. Every excuse you have, other than you don't have gas money to drive there, every excuse is kind of taken away from you. If there's anything financial, we've tried to eliminate that. And so call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. There's another thing that doesn't happen for a year, but you have to sign up now, and it's our Rhine River Cruise, and that's September the 28th in 2020. And we're going to go on the Rhine River in a river cruise. I wanted to do this with our traveling New Lifers. And we were told we couldn't afford it because you had to buy the whole ship out and all this kind of stuff. Well, we found a way you don't have to do that. And so now we're signed up and we're going, and we want you to join us. A lot of people love what we see whenever we go on a New Life trip, but they say they love being with other folks that are like-minded. They love the content. They love what's being taught there. So if at all possible, please come and join us. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Find out about the Rhine River Cruise. That's next year, 2020, but the rooms are selling right now. And you have to reserve that now. I'll also mention it's not too early to think about Finding Freedom that's going to be in Washington, D.C. Wouldn't it be great if some people that live in Washington, D.C. and run the government actually found some freedom? We would love for them to come. We're going to do. Here, we'll pay you. If you're an elected official in Washington, we will pay you to come just so we get a shot at it. No, I'm kidding. And then, Restore, which is for any woman who has been hurt by a man who's had a problem with sexual integrity, you call us. That's November the 15th. And Every Man's Battle is November the 1st in Orange County and on December the 6th in Denver. And we've got Intimacy and Marriage October the 25th. We would love for you to come and be part of what we're doing. Steve, I want to talk to you. Yeah, go ahead.
As you were talking about Intimacy and Marriage Weekend, I was thinking our marriages so badly need to be nurtured on a regular basis, but they can be put to the side because we have kids, we're busy, we're working. And so the weekend is such a great way in a short period of time to make a major investment in your marriage. I know some couples who go to our weekend every year for a tune-up, and it's a gift to their marriage. So please consider that, because there's so many long-term benefits to doing this one weekend.
Yeah, and people that ask, would I benefit from counseling? You are in a different world than I am in. Just this morning, I went to see a counselor on my own. He's a guru in addiction and recovery. And then I joined my wife in a little marriage counseling situation there. That's what we do. We believe in counseling. And I go every week. I'm in a counseling session unless I've traumatized the therapist with something I'm dealing with and they don't want to see me for a month because they're in recovery. But other than that, I believe in it. And I go and I use it. And it makes our life better. Mm-hmm. It makes it better. There are certain things that we can even say, why don't we deal with that then, when we're in that session, because we're kind of at an impasse. So, do you need counseling? Would you benefit? Absolutely. Please get it if you even have to ask the question. And you get it by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Very important. All right, let's go to Lisa, Atlanta, Georgia. She listens on WNIV. We love that station. We love Atlanta. Hi, Lisa. Welcome to New Life. How you doing?
Good. How are you all doing?
Doing okay. Good. And we'd love to help you if at all possible.
Great. Thank you. Thanks for taking my call. I guess I had a question I've been wanting to ask you. I am divorced. I've been divorced for about maybe 10 or 11 years. And I have a 15-year-old son, male, that, he lives with me. And I guess I want to know, my ex-husband, we've not had the greatest relationship after the marriage. It's been really contentious at times. But when my son was younger, starting out maybe like 5, my ex-husband would kind of say things, about me to my son. I mean, he started this really early. And it would be little comments, but at the time, I didn't want to address it because I didn't think my son, he's not old enough to understand that, and why put him in the middle? Well, I think that might not have been the right thing, because now that he's 15, whatever Dad says is the gospel about me. So it's like he's kind of turning me. He's turning, making me look bad.
Tell us something your husband has said to your 15-year-old about you.
He says, like one thing could be, you know, if my son has a problem, a math problem, you know, with his homework, and he's talking to his dad on the phone, his dad may say, your mother, she doesn't know. Oh, she doesn't, you can't ask her. She doesn't know anything about that. And granted, I mean, I have a college degree. You know, I've graduated. Not that I could work the problem. It's not even that. It's just that he will throw the little things like to minimize.
Yeah, to discount
my
you.
Role, to discount me. And even another example would be, you know, he pays child support, and that's really a contentious problem with him. He doesn't think he should be paying it. You know, that's another story. But he, anything my son, like, you know, if he needs a pencil, or a, it could be as small as that, well, I pay your mom child support, so I'm not paying anything. Go to her. You know, he put that out there even when he
okay.
was younger, like seven,
okay, so,
eight.
All right, so what's the question for us?
The question is, I'm concerned that I am looking not bad, but I guess that my son may not have the respect for me as his mom because dad is constantly voicing negative opinions.
Okay, so we know that it's
me.
That
what
it's yeah. We know
right.
he doesn't. We know that it's impacting him.
Right.
We know that he isn't respecting you.
Yes.
So
yes.
What is the question then for us?
How should I respond? How should I respond to my son? We can't communicate, you know, my ex-husband, that
okay.
would be a...
Okay, so,
right,
Lisa,
we're gonna help you.
Let me step in here, because I do understand this issue, and it's really difficult when you're in a co-parenting situation that's antagonistic. And
yes.
this is what I would consider as antagonistic. And, you know, part of the fallout of divorce is you only have kind of control of half of the equation, right? Only when your son is
yeah.
with you.
Yes.
Sure, I think, you know, divorce isn't anything people know how to do perfectly and in dealing with kids. And so perhaps there are things mm-hmm. you could have said or done differently. I think, you know, most people look back with some regret in a situation like this. However,
yes.
I want you to also consider developmentally what happens for young boys. And that's that at a certain age, they come to a point where they need dad almost more than mom, right? It's like they get a lot of good stuff from us up to those
mm-hmm,
teenage
mm-hmm.
years. And mm-hmm. and then we moms tend to make them feel small, right? So they want us when they're sick or when they're hurting or when they're upset. But the rest of the time, they're really longing for dad. I'm hearing the music, so I'll say more on the other side of the break.
Hang on, we're going to
okay.
help you here,
okay.
and I'm glad that you've called because
okay.
it's she has a problem, and Jill, you're really talking about a huge reality in the life
well, it's part
of a young man.
The problem, yeah.
Yeah. We'll be back right after this.
I came into this thinking that my husband was the cause of many of our issues.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Columbus, Ohio, October 25th to the 27th.
But after learning about our attachment styles, I understood how our past hurts were playing into our present problems.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship, and then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or go to newlife.com.
Here at this workshop, we had our first ever conversation without yelling, blaming, and accusing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. We're talking here with Lisa, and it's one of these horrible situations,
I think.
Where the divorce happens, and now old dad is, for whatever reason,
part of why you're divorced,
helpful.
Right?
Right, and I guess too, if you could follow up, where mm-hmm. is God in this? I mean, I had always told my family, I don't want anyone to talk bad about my son's dad while he is listening. Where is God in this?
Well, what do you mean, where's God in this?
What do you mean? People have free will to make choices.
Nobody's like wanting God to be in it.
Why is your ex-husband not taking that perspective?
Why is he continually, he's been doing this from 5 to now 15.
So he's still angry with you. He's still getting back at you for whatever you didn't provide for him in the marriage that ended in divorce. And there are some people, and it's hard to understand, Lisa, that will fight this till the day they die. And so he needs, for some reason, to keep you bad so that he looks good. But what it does is it tears down your son. So, you know, one, I was wanting you to understand that developmentally, he needs a dad right now because dad's helped pull him out into the world, and he, you know, needs to identify with his dad. I think that you do need to have a conversation with your son and tell him some of what you've told us, that your goal was never to talk bad about his dad, and that you realize he hasn't seen that example from coming from his dad, and that it makes you really sad because this is not how you're supposed to treat a woman, constantly putting her down. That makes you sad that you would see that kind of example, and that you know that, you know, he needs both of you. He needs two parents, right? And that it's his job, though, to discern, you know, what God wants him to do. And we can learn from what our parents do right, and we can learn from what our parents do wrong. But I think you need to put that out there and to just say, you know, maybe I should have said something sooner to you. But I hope that you are seeing the difference and that God is your ultimate dad over above and beyond the two of us. So I think that's important. When it comes to your ex-husband, Lisa, whatever form of communication you're able to do, whether it's like email or text, or you can put it out there that you think some of the put downs and verbalizations that he is saying are not helpful but actually hurting your son, and that you understand if he wants to get back at you. But you can just remind him, I guess, of what I've said. The example for your son is actually hurting him.
And Lisa, anything you want to add to that, Alice?
Yes, if there are any trustworthy men that you can draw in on this conversation,
that's really good,
pastor,
Alice.
Your own father-in-law, mm-hmm. even any men that could influence your ex-husband and or your son, get some men on board with you in this as a prayer support, but then also as a verbal support backing you up in what you're saying.
And if there's any other men that come alongside your son and spend time with him so he can see some different examples, you know, obviously some godly men.
And if the mistreatment from your son continues, that's when you bring consequences to it of what you will not tolerate in your home from your son.
Yeah, it's not okay.
All right, I am glad that you called, and I hope and pray something we've said has been a good thing for you. I'm going to send you Healing as a Choice, because this is a great book. After a person has been through divorce, it will help you. 10 choices for you to make, because you've got to be the best that you can be. You know, if you're attached to a really unhealthy person who divorced you, or you divorced them because they were unfaithful, then you've got to really step up your adulthood. You've got to be the mature person. So find out what help is available at whatever level you can afford it, and go get that help. You know, everybody, here's something. Everybody needs a growth plan. Everybody need, you know, here's another way to look at it. I worked in a psych hospital for quite some time. Everybody needs a treatment plan for their own life. So what's your treatment plan for your life? What could you do today that's going to provide an outcome that maybe you're not experiencing right now? Is it doing the same old stuff all the time that you've been doing before and wondering why no one's responding to it? You have to have a plan. You need a plan. Implement the plan. When it doesn't work, implement a different plan. But I'll tell you this. When you continue to frustrate yourself over trying the same old thing, thinking you're going to be able to finally have the power and the strength to do it, you're just wasting your time. Now, here's what a lot of people do. They say, okay, enough of me. I can't do this. I'm going to surrender all of my stuff and me thinking I'm going to make this work. I'm going to humble myself before God, and I'm going to say, God, I am willing. Show me the path that you have. And that willingness, that leads you to something maybe you've never experienced before. For some, it's a counselor. For some, it's an intensive. Others, it's joining an addiction group. For somebody else, it's saying, I need to find a friend because I've run out of them.
Steve, I get to work with women. Groups are our coaching groups of women who have gone through some of the weekends. Some have been to Restore. Some of their husbands have been to Every Man's Battle, or they've been to Finding Freedom. And they have stayed in these groups for years. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the entire family has been redeemed and they're all on a great path. In other families, maybe only the wife right now is walking this path that we're trying to teach people to take. But because she's in a group with other women who support her, it gives her the strength to continue that daily battle. These women become families for each other, and many of them have not had healthy families growing up. Our God promises that He will put us into families, that He'll bring good people around us, but we have to walk out the front door to be able to meet these people, and New Life provides fantastic venues for that, building healthy spiritual communities that become families.
Well, I love the you've got to walk out your front door thing. You know, I talk about the guy who continued to say he would lift his hands up to God and say, I surrender this to you. And that's all he would do. And it would just stay with him. The problem was with him. And I said, well, why don't you lift your hands up and put them on the steering wheel of a car and drive to a meeting or to see a therapist? That's how your hands could really help you there. And it really is true. And you know, one of the great scriptures is where the Lord tells us, if you're at the altar worshiping God, wow, what a cool thing. But somebody has something against you, go make it right with them before you worship God. That's pretty powerful to me. Well, sometimes you don't know how to make it right. So you go get the counselor to help you figure out how to make it right. Whatever it is that's keeping you stuck, I guarantee you there's an answer to get you out of that. And in my case, and maybe yours, I don't need too much more to convince me ever that I'm usually the problem that needs to get out of the way. Let God do what God wants to do, which requires me doing some things that are pretty uncomfortable every day, every week, every month. That's life. Because we don't live in the Garden of Eden anymore. Well, if you've discovered that your life is not a garden full of unicorns, rainbows, and fairy tales, we will help you. All you have to do, pick up that phone and call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I'd love to see you at Intimacy and Marriage. That's in Columbus, Ohio, October the 25th. I'd also love for you to help us. Gift of $20, I'll autograph Kirby McCook and the Jesus Chronicles. I'll send it to you. Gift of any amount, I'll send you 100 Days of Healing. And you join Club New Life, I'll send you 4 of the greatest devotional books ever. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.